Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, it's time to get your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show started. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swiger. It's November 17, 2015. All the best technology news within the past 24 hours and around 5 minutes. It'd probably be a little shorter today. There wasn't a whole heck of a lot of news. Amazon is starting up a new old platform in the UK to help technology startups called Launchpad. Now, Launchpad, of course, has been available in the US actually since July, but it now will provide a shop window for UK tech startups looking to reach wider audiences. Amazon will help startups to distribute their products to millions of customers through its well-established delivery network. Yeah, you guessed it, Amazon.com. Or in this case, Amazon.co.uk. Christopher North, who's the managing director of Amazon.co.uk, said, "We know from talking to startups that bringing a new product to market can be just as challenging as building the thing. So Amazon Launchpad will give those startups support." Although as the time of doing the BTN News Show, Launchpad has not gone live in the UK yet, supposedly it's going to be going live fairly soon. So until then, watch this space. Boomio. Ever heard of it? Me neither, until I read this article. Yes, it was actually a music streaming app, and apparently it's no more, because the iOS app in the App Store, it's gone. In case you didn't know what this was, like myself, the app actually allowed users to share and comment on licensed songs, assemble playlists, follow friends and musicians, and of course that all-important listening to music. Unfortunately, though, if you've never got to experience Boomio, you're never going to get to. Boomio is shutting down. In a blog post, they said, "Along the way, we received lots of great feedback." Yes, you know where this is going, don't you? "We welcome new competitors and saw the market conditions change." Yes, it's called the big players like Spotify and Apple. So taking all of that into consideration led us to a difficult decision. We're going to take a step back and rethink Boomio's product. Unfortunately, taking that step backwards probably means you're falling off the cliff as well. Were you jumping in joy about getting Android apps on the Microsoft platform? Well, stop jumping. Apparently, Microsoft has delayed that tool that will bring Android apps to Windows, saying it's not ready yet. Now, you might remember Windows introduced the Project Astoria this year as part of the larger effort to help app builders easily convert web, iOS, and Android apps to Windows. But unfortunately, right now, we're still hearing chirping crickets. In fact, all the Project Astoria forms have gone completely dark. And Microsoft has also removed the Android subsystem from the last Windows 10 mobile preview. In the meantime, don't get the Jeopardy theme song ready. Nope, looking like there won't be an answer for this. And finally, all right, it's a given fact. We're addicted to our freaking cell phones so much, in fact, that we're not sleeping as much as we probably should. What do we do about it? We continue doing the same old thing like we've been doing. And I guess because of this, experts say, hey, those phones need a bedtime mode. Really? Ah, yes, leading sleep experts are calling for the device makers to include an automatic bedtime mode, basically rendering us not to be able to use our phone and, yeah, we gotta go to sleep. When it's morning time, then yeah, we can get back on the thing. Of course, the easiest thing to do, and we've talked about this last week, particularly if your sex life is not in check, is removing your smartphone and tablets from your bedroom altogether. Come on, though, what's the fun in that? So researchers are hoping to ask phone makers to take more responsibility and include automated solutions for their products, saying you'll have a better night's sleep by making the device change your cell phone habits. Oh, for crying out loud, people, is this what it's come to? Can we not make decisions anymore? We gotta have our smartphone tell us when we can and cannot use it now because we need to sleep? Come on. Suck it up. You're an adult. You know when you're supposed to go to bed and get enough sleep. If you didn't do it, well, then you're gonna drag ass the next morning. It's just how the way the world works. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website and check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. While you're over there, if you're loving everything we do here at the BTN Network, consider going on over to our Patreon fund. Give us a little tiny donation. Your help go a long way with keeping all your favorite BTN shows on the air. And as always, if you're already one of our Patreon subscribers, thank you so dearly very much for your monthly contributions. It really, really, really helps us. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech, of course. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours, hopefully more than it was today. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.